Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ageless Listenings with Brenda Pierce. You've come to the right place for candid conversations, inspiration, and empowerment. Join me with my very special guests as we bring you media that matters on the Divas That Care Network. For more about the Divas and to listen to various podcasts, visit www.divasthatcare.com. Now let's get on with the show.
And a warm welcome to each and every one of you who listens to this show, whether it's live or into the podcast stream all over the place. This is Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse, and I'm here to triage body, mind, and spirit. And I am thrilled to bring to you today another one of the best-selling contributing authors of the book that I'm proud to be a part of, Light at the End of the Funnel, Volume 2. And you are also invited to check out the AB Marketplace by visiting www.tinyurl.com/AABMarketplace. To get inspired services, books, workshops, and so much more from our amazing guests that we highlight here on Ageless Listenings. And so right after this commercial break, we're going to bring on Cheryl Bassett. But before we do that, I just want to tell you a little bit about her so we can whet your appetite and that you stay tuned for this great show. So Cheryl is a number one international best-selling author, award-winning creator of the Unstoppable Family Meeting Toolkit. This has been inspired by her own family's journey. Cheryl's work for creating unshakable, unbreakable families is recognized as one of the top five next brilliant best ideas for humanity. Cheryl is referred to as the Connection Coach, taking a practical approach to life, family values, and communication. After 2 decades as an executive director for a major healthcare association, she then embarked on an entrepreneurial journey that led her back home, literally. As an international best-selling author and speaker, she shares that the journey and a true pathway of how to connect with your family for life. Her message is grounded in the 4 gifts that foster personal responsibility, effective communication, goal setting, and what it means to truly celebrate ourselves and others. As I said before, she is an award-winning author, but also an award-winning creator of Unstoppable Family Meeting Toolkit. The toolkit, along with the 4 gifts, gives a family everything they need today to have an unstoppable connection with their family, starting tonight. However, Cheryl's message doesn't stop at the kitchen table. Her 4 gifts are powerful at boardroom tables and around the world. To discover the 4 gifts and uncover more of Cheryl's work, visit www.unstoppableconnections.com. And with that, we will join Cheryl right after this.
Do you experience frequent headaches, sleep disturbances, skin prickling and burning, rashes, transient muscle and joint pain? Do you sit in front of your computer or under fluorescent lights for long periods of time? You could be experiencing electromagnetic sensitivity. Reduce the ravages with PEMF therapy. Just 8 minutes twice daily will calm your body down to healthy resonance and regeneration. Reduce stress and promote well-being. Find out more today by visiting www.pemfconsultant.com. That's www.pemfconsultant.com today.
EMF therapy is something that I feel every home needs. Everybody, young and old, need to experience PEMF therapy in our Wi-Fi world. And just to update you regarding the website, it is tinyurl.com/PEMF consultant. And that will connect you with me. And I look forward to serving you in amazing, wonderful ways with PEMF therapy. So with that now, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I am thrilled to have you because, you know, Cheryl, in today's Wi-Fi world where everything is electronic and we're pulled apart in many different directions, whether it be sports and family-related events that we have to take our children to, workplace, time is really stretched to the limit, and family relationships tend to also be stretched to the limit. So I'm really thrilled to share this time with you because I think your message is timely. I'm thrilled that you're able to be with us also to share the celebration of the best-selling launch of The Light at the End of the Tunnel, Funnel, Volume 2. And, you know, and so, Cheryl, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you? And how did you come across needing to create this unstoppable family meeting toolkit and so much more?
Well, it's always funny how life, you know, sometimes you're on a journey and you don't even know you're on it, right? But it all leads up to the moment in time where you go, okay, wow, there were a lot of defining moments that led me to this place, right? But I can go all the way back to my childhood when, you know, I love both my parents, but they fought like crazy. And so, you know, sort of started there because when I grew up, I thought, man, you know, I had the kids of my own. I didn't want that to be our dialogue, you know, that kind of, you know, energy. So it starts all the way back there because that's where some of my passion comes from, to not, you know, to have a different relationship with my children. But then there's so many other points along the way where I was in company speaking, and I started to say, hey, you need to sit down and connect with your family and have a family meeting. And I got the deer in the headlight look, right? Like, okay, well, how do you do that? And so I thought, how could I take what we did as a family and create something that would allow other families to have a foundation of a start point? And so that's sort of where it started to evolve from there. And so I created this family meeting toolkit, which, I, as you mentioned in my, you know, when you're introducing me, thank you for the wonderful introduction, you know, was awarded one of the next best brilliant ideas for humanity. And what's interesting about that is that, you know, it's not that I'm brilliant, but it's also kind of funny that one of the next best brilliant ideas is that we need to connect with our families, you know, so because that should just be something we do. But you're right, with the schedules we live these days and everything that goes on around us, and it's nothing to go, I mean, you know, Brenda, I bet you've seen this. Have you gone out and seen like a family of four maybe sitting at a table for, you know, at a restaurant, and they're all on their technology?
Yeah.
So even when we're supposed to be with our families, we're not with our families because that's the world we live in. So I think it's about just being in that awareness and making different choices and kind of honoring that space, when, especially with your family, but even with other people. And so, you know, that there's just, so there's definitely this thing that's happening. And I think the timing for what I, you know, brought out and shared even several years ago with this family meeting toolkit is probably, you know, more profound and more impactful today because of the crazy busy lives that we lead and the chaos that's around us. So that's, you know, there's a whole lot of steps in between there. In fact, the first time we had a family meeting was because, this is funny, I had a meltdown over my son asking for a tube of chapstick. And obviously, I had spent the whole morning trying to figure out the finances. And then, you know, they came home from school and David's like, I need a shirt and I need football cleats and I need this and I need that and whatever. And I just got done figuring it all out. And then Brian goes, yeah, and I need a tube of chapstick. And it was a tube of chapstick, you know, that pushed me over the edge. And they watched mom have a meltdown, you know. And then so that night I thought, you know, we just all need to get onto the same page. And so that was our first official family meeting. They still joke about it, by the way. My kids are almost, you know, 30 and 28 years old. And they still, if I get upset, they go, this isn't going to be a chapstick moment, is it? So it's lived on. But it was defining.
Well, my defining, it's interesting. It's a little piece. It's a little thing that tips the scale. And in my home, it was a piece of toast. I remember one of my kids coming up behind me, and this was a very defining moment. It's very, very heartfelt, very deep for me to admit this. But we were going through a lot of personal stresses, and my one son came up to say something to me, and very innocently, and I was making toast, and I was in that meltdown mode, and he just the fact that he said just the little thing he did at that time, I turned around and whipped a piece of toast at him. So it, in our home, it's, you know, you're not going to have one of those toast moments, are you, Mom?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But, you know, I think we all have those at one point or another in our life, but it's what you do with it. Now, some in, you know, growing up as you did, you can see where the repetitive pattern could continue because they often say we mimic what we grew up in. But when you had your own defining moment of what you were not going to stand for in your life, it catapulted you into being taking a different tilt on all this, which thank goodness you have, because, you know, it's like I say, sometimes doing the old school things is like back to the future. We actually have to go back in order to create the future that we want. And so I feel that what you are creating here with family meetings and just basically opening up an unstoppable, unshakable family bond is actually like old school coming back into the future now. So I appreciate, you know, what you're doing and really sharing those heartfelt experiences that have caused you to birth this and bring it forward.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because it's sort of retro cool to sit down to have this family meeting now. But it's, you know, if you ever watch episodes, and I will date myself here, but you know, like Leave It to Beaver or the Brady Bunch, you know, they always had family connection, right? There was a lot of it, but we don't, you know, our lives are really busy now, and you know, so this isn't about doing that every day of the week. It's about carving out a space where it's sacred, and honoring that.
And I think that's the thing, is honoring it. So if you can honor, like, you know, when we have meetings and things like that, we limit our meeting to the time frame that because we want to honor the people that are participating and their time skills and schedules and everything. So so I'm sure that that's another one of the criteria to creating these family meetings, is not just let them become a runoff and you know, just verbal diarrhea of issues. It's structuring it, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of, I think, a beautiful blend of structure and then allowing, because when I first started off, and I share the four gifts, as you mentioned in my, you know, intro, originally they were called rules, because that's where we started, right? Because this has evolved over time. So originally we had these four rules, but I never liked the word rule because rules feel limiting. And in reality, the four gifts, which we call them now, are because they really are allowing us to empower one another and to expand and to grow and to flourish and to really cherish the connection that we're having. And so I wanted to change them to gifts because in some ways they do provide structure, but they also allow us to blossom and grow at the same time. So that's why we shifted over to gifts. But then the agenda is there as well. And so you can follow the agenda, but you can also create it and make it your own and change, you know, not really change. I actually don't encourage to change the foundation of the agenda, because like there's things like random acts of kindness in there. And some people would say, well, we didn't have a random act of kindness this week. Well, that's okay. Not every week maybe you have it, but when you speak about it every week, it creates an awareness in your life. And then you start to see them, and opportunities to do them become more a part of your awareness. So there's this foundation, but then they can, you know, grab other topics and pull in and do it. But the four gifts support. It doesn't matter whether it's a fun conversation or a tough conversation, the four gifts support that.
Wow. Well, it sounds like, again, rules. It's very punitive sounding and restrictive and constrictive. Whereas when you talk about gifts, it's almost like you're celebrating a major holiday whenever you get together and do it from this perspective. I see it as, you know, the essence of really combining body, mind, and spirit, and really creating, celebrating the individual strengths of each person, as well as the challenges and other things as well. So I think that this is a beautiful, beautiful gift that you're giving us in creating this. So as you evolve this journey of these unstoppable, lovable meetings, family meetings, how long ago did you actually start them?
So the first time we had our first, you know, like I said, official family meeting, my boys were pretty young, probably I want to say 9 and, you know, maybe 9 and 7. But you know, we started out, I mean, it's funny because the first time we met, I was just certain that I was going to impart all my wisdom onto my children and straighten them out, right? That's why we had our first official family meeting. And what I quickly found out was they wanted to be a part of the solution. They wanted to contribute. They wanted to. And at the end of the day, I learned more from them than they learned from me, you know. And so, you know, we started out in one place and then it just continued to grow and to evolve over time. We didn't start out with the four rules, if you will, or the four gifts. We, you know, we started out with let's figure this out. And so this was our journey. And it ended up, and I would say they contributed a lot of it. You know, a lot of the things that were on our agenda were things they brought to the equation. So, yeah.
Well, and I love the idea that they started at 7 and 9 because they're at the cusp of leaving their sentience as children and still in that interim phase before they turn into preteens and onwards and establishing their boundaries and limitations into the family relationship. So I think you caught them at the right time. And, you know, in terms of having them feel open to share. So now as adults, do they still refer back to these family meetings or how has it changed the dynamics of the family and where are they today?
So this is probably the thing that I didn't realize. There were some things I just said when we started this, I had no idea. But one of the biggest gifts and blessings that came out of this was that long-term connection that I have now with my children. And so one of the things we had was like, you know, our favorite quote that we would share. And you can have amazing conversations around just a quote. But to this day, if my kids see a quote that they think I would like or one that they are particularly, you know, drawn to, they text it to me or they call me and share it. So it's just something that, you know, that we do. When my son went to college, it was Sunday night. We always had our family meeting Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So he goes to college. He's in, you know, at Ohio State. And I called him at like apparently 6:55 on a Sunday night. And I said, what are you up to? And he goes, well, what do you think I'm up to? And I said, I don't know. He says, well, I'm getting ready for our meeting. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, my roommates and I decided it would be really great to connect each week as well. And he said, we don't do the whole thing that we did as a family, but we still incorporate in, you know, the four gifts and we have the structure, and it just helps us if we know what everybody's doing for the week and how we're connecting. And so I was like, wow, I would have never imagined, but he actually took it and incorporated it into his life at college. So now my kids, you know, are having kids of their own. My oldest son, we have a granddaughter and she's, you know, going on 3 months old. So, you know, but I think that this will be generational, right? Because that's the legacy that it leaves too, because whatever you do with your children, they're always watching and they're always learning. And whatever they learn, that a lot of times, at least the good stuff, they do repeat. I do think, as you mentioned, in my childhood, I got a choice. I could, you know, I could have repeated it or I can learn from it. And so, you know, but this is one of the things that I believe is a positive that kids will then become, you know, in with their own children as well. So what I have seen is that it is not just something that happened at the kitchen table that we did for an hour, you know, on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. What it became was this awareness in our lives and how we actually showed up in the world, and it continues today.
Oh, such a beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I've got God bumps going up and down my neck right now.
Okay.
Because, you know, this is a way of one thing that you start plants a seed, and you never know where it's going to go. And it's the consistency. It's that bond. It's something that is, like you say, intergenerational. And seeing where it can go, where even in our intro of you, this is something that can create strong communities in the workplace. You know, it has no limits, and it has this ripple effect, a very gentle ripple effect that over time can spread so far and so deep. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you and your family for putting this forward and for sharing these gifts with us. So Cheryl, going back to our beautiful book project that we're in, I wonder if you could share a little bit about your chapter, and because it's going into paperback distribution very, very shortly. I'd love to give you a chance to share a little bit, whet the appetite of the audience, and, you know, let's make this a super phenomenal bestseller that is also just as timeless as what you're doing with the Family Meetings Toolkit.
Well, so what was beautiful about, you know, Danielle opening up this opportunity, Danielle Clark and Eric, was the it gave me a chance to, because the only thing that I just want to get out in the world, and all the other work that I do and all the other things that I create, and even the toolkit, all those things are wonderful. But if the four gifts get out into the world, I feel like I've done my piece. And what it did was it allowed me to spotlight the four gifts. So anyone who reads it is going to be able to tap in and understand what those four gifts are. And they're so simple. You know, it's kind of like you'd think they have to be complicated, but they're not. And so I get to share the four gifts. But the reason that I was really excited to write the chapter was because I really, what the emphasis was, is that I've had this amazing story to tell. I've had this beautiful journey that we've taken. I've had all these things, and I've kind of put it out there, but I've never really put it out there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I've done a lot of things, and it's kind of been a start-stop, which happens to a lot of people in business. And, you know, I'd start, and then I'd stop, and then I'd have to rebuild momentum, and then I'd get stopped again for whatever reason. And part of it is because I think sometimes we feel like we have this amazing message to share, but are we really the person who gets to share it? And so for me, the journey that I had to take alongside of all of this was that I am the person who gets to share this. In fact, I'm the only person who can share it, because it was our story. And yet I know that it's a story that many families can also benefit from. But I've kind of, you know, in some ways it's a selfish thing, but, you know, and I don't mean it to be selfish, but I haven't put it out there the way that it deserves and the way that I deserve to be able to step into it and to own it. So my chapter was about having a message so big and not feeling like maybe I was big enough to deliver it.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, this is the beautiful thing, is sharing from the heart. And in an anthology book series like Life at the End of the Funnel, it is a beautiful opportunity to get your voice out in writing into the cosmic conversation of the humanity that is here with us here and now. And it has staying power, because a book, you never know where it's all going to go and how many lives it's going to touch. And there's so many different voices in the book all sharing their truth, which is, raises the vibrational set point of humanity all on its own set, because so many of us do feel like we are too small, and who are we to think that we are able to bring our messages out? But the truth is, we all have something. We all bring a piece of the puzzle to mm-hmm. light, and if we don't share it, then it dies, just like we will eventually. So the gift is really leaving a legacy of light, and that's what I think your chapter is definitely going to touch so many hearts and minds and spirits, and really have a lot of aha moments. So thank you.
Right. Thank you. Yes.
So,
it's definitely been... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's definitely something that's time is here. Cheryl, I'd love for you to take a few moments, if you can, to share a point or two that is popping into your heart and your mind right now to share with the audience, in terms of some key points people can take away from our conversation, other than an over and above, this idea of these family meeting toolkits. I think it's phenomenal. I think everybody needs to embrace it. I wish I had this thought of it as well in my days of raising my children. I know they've grown up well, but this would have really, really made something memorable.
Well, yeah, I think one of the things you mentioned earlier, and I want to go back to it, but, and I think you'll appreciate this analogy, but it's kind of like there's a hurricane that goes on around us every single day. And it's, it's a lot of chaos. And what I wish for every family, and I think this is what happens when you step into this family meeting, is that you get to step into the clarity, you get to step into the eye of that hurricane, so you can look up through and see, what's important for your family. Hopefully along the way with this, with this effort, you pull other people in to it as well. Because it's really easy to get caught up. That which we focus on, we give so much energy to. And if we're focused on all the chaos and the craziness that goes on around us every day, we're continually to feed into that. And I think taking this time to step out of that and hopefully stay out of that, which means maybe, turning off the TV sometimes and shutting down some of the social media and all the things that do go on around us, even though they allow us to connect in ways we never imagined, we need to honor that clarity that comes. But the other piece, when you mentioned about ripples, is that if you think about what ripples do, they flow out, they don't flow in, right? So if we want to see change in our companies, if we want to see changes in our world and whatever, it doesn't start out there and flow to us. It starts with us and it flows out. That's the way nature demands it. So if we want to strengthen the world that we see around us, then we have to strengthen who we are as a family unit when we sit down at the table and connect with one another. So I think I have so many times, and this might be the last point I really want to make, I have so many times that parents will say, well, we just don't have time, or, you know, I don't think my kids will go for that. And you're right, the younger they are, the easier it is. But no matter what age they are, it's just important to do this. And so I think that there's all these excuses, but I've said to a couple, lovingly, but, you know, if your lost uncle who you didn't know came out of nowhere and said, hey, I will give you $1 million if once a week you will sit down as a family and connect, you know, for an hour, you would find time to do it.
Yeah.
Because now there's $1 million attached to it. But the truth is that you don't have, it's not that you don't have enough time, it's a priority issue. And when you understand the value that comes from this, when you understand that that hour impacts the rest of the other, however many hours there are in your week and in your day, when you understand that impact, then you won't miss that opportunity to have this time with your family.
Yeah, exactly, because our family is our gold. It really is. It's worth mm-hmm. more than all
way
the money in the earth.
Way more than $1 million. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is truly, truly powerful to really improve that communication and look at how you can incorporate these amazing gifts into your family. And the gifts just will keep giving and giving and giving. So I so look forward to reading your chapter, Cheryl, and learning more about your work. And I just wonder if you can share contact information on how people can connect with you and learn more.
Yeah, absolutely. So my email is Cheryl@unstoppableconnections.com. And there is an S on connections, so unstoppableconnections.com. And my name is spelled with a T, so C-H-E-R-Y-L, because I know it's spelled both ways. And then also, I do have a Facebook for Unstoppable Connections, and that's a wonderful way to reach out as well. And so, yeah, those are probably the two best ways to reach out and connect with me, or through my website.
Wow, that's beautiful. And everyone, please, you know, search out on Amazon right now. You can get the Kindle version, but the paperback version of Light at the End of the Funnel, Volume 2. This beautiful compilation book is just hitting the marketplace. Now, I get goosebumps when I think about the magnificence of what this message is and the beauty of the group of people that you'll be reading their stories. And they come from the heart. They'll share bits of wisdom and tips and tools and techniques and how you can get a hold of these people. I know I've put a free gift in mind. Do you have a free gift offer?
Yeah, so on my website, there is actually a little mini book. When I was doing the next best brilliant idea for humanity, there's a free little mini book as well about how to have a family meeting and connect your family for life. And so that is out there as well. And so I welcome anybody to just, you know, take the opportunity to download. It's a quick read, but it's loaded with a lot of great insight.
Awesome. And Cheryl, I hate to tell you this, our half hour is up, and I want to thank you for being one of my amazing guests on Ageless Blessings Radio, and many blessings and much love to you. And I want to say as well, remember everyone, you are love and you are loved. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Ageless Blessings with Brenda Pierce. The views and opinions have been those of the participants and are not to be taken as medical advice. For more Ageless Listings, visit www.facebook.com/agelesslistings. Until next time, have a wonderful body, mind, and spirit-filled week.